Coming into a comfortable posture, either seated in a chair or on a cushion. And bringing attention to the body sitting now, to the points of contact, and to the body in space. Chest rising, pubic bone descending, the hands and the arms are at rest, and the chin is in line with the navel. And closing the eyes, if that's available, or taking a soft, open, and receptive gaze a few feet in front of you on the floor. Attending to whatever sensations are noticed in the body now. Perhaps there is now awareness of the body breathing. Bringing attention to where the breath is most prominent in the body, the belly, the chest, or the nostrils. Choosing one place and focusing on the sensations here as the body breathes. Tending to the movement of the breath as it enters the body and as it leaves the body. Not breathing in any particular way, but as best you can, allowing the breath to breathe itself. You may notice from time to time, and perhaps many times, the movement of attention into sound, other sensations in the body, or to thinking. And so we note that, allowing all of this to be in the background and the attention to the sensations of breathing at our chosen place in the foreground. And breathing in. And breathing out. If attending to the nostrils, perhaps you have awareness of the cool air entering the body and the warmer air exiting. Or if at the chest, to the expansion of the ribs and the chest on the inhalation and its contraction on the exhalation. Or if at the belly, to the stretch of the abdominal wall on the in-breath and its deflation toward the spine on the out-breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Breath in the body as an anchor to experience. I'm bringing attention now On an exhalation, away from this focused attention on body breathing. And on an inhalation, establishing attention in the entire body to any and all sensations inside the body and the surface of the skin. Allowing the breath to be present, but receding in the background. And this more open and receptive attention of body in the foreground. A sensation may make itself known and perhaps getting curious about it, investigating it, really getting to know it, its shape and depth. And perhaps there is tingling or pressure, warmth, coolness, moisture or dryness, whatever there is. Really exploring this sensation in its entirety and then resting in this open monitoring, waiting for another to arrive. Exploring that. And always, if thoughts arise, we note them as sensations. And then returning to body. And if there are no sensations, noticing that. Resting in this open awareness to the entirety of body, to sensations as they arise, persist, and pass. Whether pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, as best you can, attending to them all in the same way. As best you can, with ease, even if it is unwanted. And if it is necessary, because a sensation is particularly challenging, shifting the posture to take care of yourself and then coming back to your original position. Returning to this open and receptive monitoring of experience. And bringing the attention now back to the physical sensations of breathing where most available, letting go of this wider view of body. Breathing in and breathing out. And then when you're ready, transitioning out of this practice of breath and body, opening the eyes if they've been closed, and moving the body in any way that's needed.